Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Exploits Discovery Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD. I'm chatting with the CEO, Michael Collins. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Exploits is focused in Newfoundland with a total of 8 properties, with the whole goal here of moving the company towards drilling some of these targets and properties in the near term, let's say in spring at some time. The company has already been very busy this month with 3 news releases. I will post a link below this news release to the news section on the Exploits website so all of you can follow along with each news release that we are talking about. Mike, I want to start off with the most recent news release that just came out today. It talks about your relationship with Goldspot and the development of some new targets. You and I have talked about you guys working with Goldspot to develop some of these targets. We finally have some news on the back of this. What updates can you give us on these new targets?
Good morning, Corey, and thank you for having me on this morning. Yeah, we've talked about Goldspot previously, and it's starting to pay dividends. This has been a great discovery on behalf of the Goldspot and the Exploits team. Using the geophysical data that we have in hand, they've identified a parallel structure to the Appleton Fault that has a Keats Zone-like target on it. We think this is a great opportunity and something we're going to chase quickly through this winter with on-ground work and try to move that forward to a drillable target here in the spring when snow comes off. This is, I think, really early days for our work with Goldspot. So we're working with them not only to generate targets on our land package as a whole, which is over 2,100 square kilometers of ground, but things we've got assays coming up on areas where we've got visible gold and outcrop, and we're getting them to focus on those areas to develop the geophysics in relationship to what we're seeing in outcrop and advancing those projects as quickly as we can.
So what work then do you need to undertake now that you have some of this information from Goldspot to get these targets actually ready for drilling, to get a drill on the ground?
Well, what we'll be looking to do is running magnetometer surveys on the ground this winter. We'll also be looking at possibly doing some trenching around that. In Newfoundland, it's possible also to do soils surveys through the snow. The ground stays thawed underneath, so you just have to dig a bit more to get your sample, or dig twice, I guess, once through snow, once through dirt. But a great opportunity to get ahead of the expiration cycle and not be waiting for the snow to come off.
Now, some of the other news releases that have come out, again, all moving the company further towards drilling. Let's start off with the news release on January 7th. We have some surface samples from the Katy prospect. Some of the headline numbers, 24% zinc, 66 grams per ton silver. What's important about some of these samples that you can highlight for us?
Yeah, we just wanted to get in. Katy was a project that we were able to secure through competitive staking, so we're pretty excited to manage to get that. It was a sort of an island within our Great Bend project area. It is a pivot where we see the truncation of the Appleton Fault and the Joe Betts Pond fault structure on the southern end. And where these things happen, you have the greatest amount of discontinuity and stress within the system. So you have the opportunity to open bigger open spaces for deposition of gold, potentially giving us the opportunity for larger deposits. So we think this is an exceptional opportunity for us. And we were just going in to see what we could see. There's also VMS numbers there. We wanted to review sort of what was historically associated with that and make sure we knew where we were within the system, but also looking at the structural relationships on the ground in relation to these other gold-bearing fault systems.
So diving a little bit more into these sample results, we're seeing some gold grades. You outline here 12 rock grab samples, 5 return gold grades between 1.2 grams per ton to 2.7 grams per ton, and 6 samples contain silver grades between 11.5 grams per ton to 66.3 grams per ton, and then also those zinc results, 7.24% to 24% zinc. what do investors need to understand about the balance here of all this mineralization, gold, silver, zinc, and even some lead and copper components too?
Yeah, so what we have in the large is a VMS polymetallic system, which is the zinc, copper, and silver, and a little bit of the gold. But what we're seeing on the ground is that there's an overprint of epigenetic gold on the margins of this system. And that's really the primary focus of Exploits Discovery Corp is gold discovery in Newfoundland. But as well, and we think that, you know, what we've seen is it's going to drive that at Katy and Great Bend. But we also have an opportunity here for VMS, zinc, and copper, silver with the results of our airborne survey that I think we'll talk about in a minute. We should have a better model for targets within this VMS system. And Newfoundland has historically been a big province for economic VMS deposits. So that's sort of it's an add-on plus for our exploration, but not a main focus.
Okay, let's move over to this airborne magnetic and VTEM survey. A total of 13,500 line kilometers. What are you hoping to prove out of this survey? From my understanding, it really is just trying to isolate some of the areas that could be of more interest for targeting. But what updates can you give us here?
Yeah, so we have, for instance, on the Grub Line, which stretches all the way up to our Jonathan's Pond project, and to the north of that, we've got over 80 kilometers of Grub Line, I think north of 20 for the Appleton and the Joe Betts Pond Dog Bay as well. We've got all these targets that we know are there, but we need to more narrowly define them. And what we also want to do is identify the crossing structures. You need a main deep conduit to bring fluids up, but you need these crossing structures like the Katy VMS province that allow for these discontinuities in the system, allow for deposition of gold mineralization. So this the airborne mag and VTEM will give us more clarity on these targets and allow us to do follow-up on it. In specific, we've got a couple targets on the northeast margin on the Appleton Fault where we can see Eastern Pond anomaly on the newfound gold side of the line. So we're quite excited to focus on that. We've got the margins of the Katy VMS Huckster Lane trend. We've got the True Grit project where there's some historic drilling there, some very nice numbers, historic grabs there, 10 grams in outcrop and I think 30 grams in float. But we want to understand the structural relationships to target our drilling. The people that drilled it the last time drilled very shallow holes, but got some very good, embeddedly lower grade numbers, but they didn't understand the system. And we've got a theory about how we want to drill it this time, but the VTEM data will drive and validate that model, we believe, and give us our targets in specific. And that's what it's going to do, is it's taking things where we already kind of know where we are and giving us the absolute targets so we can get to work in the spring. But it's also going to bring new targets to play that we can send people out and get our prospectors on and doing stuff like that. So when you have a large land package, it also helps you very quickly winnow down your opportunities, and you're not just wandering through the wilderness.
Okay, yeah, and that's the key, right, is that you guys do hold a lot of property, you hold a lot of land, and you need to isolate where you want the drills to be turning, especially early on. What will some of the news releases be in terms of more project development as we move towards, it sounds like, drilling in the spring?
Yeah, so we've, as I mentioned, we've got a couple visible gold discoveries from the fall that we're still waiting for assays on. We've got assays at Jonathan's Pond we're looking to get out hopefully sooner than later. We've got, all the labs are backed up. It's been kind of painful. We're seeing that with, you know, even newfound gold, and we know other companies in the area are having a hard time getting their news out as well, just because of the assay labs. We've got those things going on. We'll be bringing forward the Schooner Fault project, fault zone project as well, through the winter and into the spring, looking at buying a ground magnetometer so we can do very close and detailed work in our definition of these things. So those are all coming around. So we should have a pretty busy winter and spring here.
All right, final update then. How much cash does the company still have in the bank to continue to move all of these projects forward?
We've got about $1.5 million in cash and prepaids right now, so we're doing okay.
Okay. Well, in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Exploits Discovery Corp, so I will be following up as more news hits the market. But if any of you, our listeners, have any follow-up questions for Mike regarding the company or any of the individual projects, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Mike, appreciate the time today. I'll chat with you again soon.
Pleasure. Great talking with you.